In 1932, when Gussi Hippolyt Arnert painted her sitting pregnant woman, she was a master student under Otto Dix at the Dresden Academy of Art. Dix's influence is easy to spot in this work, since, just like her teacher, Hippolyt Arnert is interested in a highly lifelike depiction of reality. She presents a direct, unembellished view of the pregnant woman's body. Dix also taught her how to apply paint as glazes. Prominent in the Old Masters canon of classic art, the glaze technique builds up several layers of transparent color. Yet, this painting also shows how Hippolyt Arnert already had her own artistic vision, even in her early 20s. Despite the realism of the composition, she gives us a very empathetic picture of this pregnant woman. Her eyes are closed, and a faint smile plays around her lips. Absorbed in her own thoughts, she seems quite centered in herself. Otto Dix also took a pregnant woman as his subject, but he was only interested in analyzing the physical body in an exceptional state. In his work, the artist's gaze is anything but empathetic. It is remarkable how often Dix's classes were dedicated to painting or sketching pregnant women. At that time in Germany's Weimar Republic, this was a very topical subject, since the political left wing were fighting abortion's criminalization and the drastic punishments for terminating pregnancies under Section 218 of the Penal Code. In particular, unwanted pregnancies were common in working class milieus, often in families already living under difficult conditions. Although left-wing protests against Section 218 did not lead to the law being repealed entirely, the penalties were reduced. Later, though, the Nazi regime reversed the amendment. When Hitler and the Nazi Party took power in 1933, Hippolyt Arnert's career ended before it had properly begun. Her paintings were incompatible with the new regime's idea of art.